A coalition of more than 30 agriculture, banking, and insurance organizations sent a letter to congressional leaders last week to address their concerns about the White House budget proposal to cut crop insurance funding. The American Soybean Association was among those that signed the letter, and ASA lobbyist Bev Paul says the president has proposed cutting crop insurance in previous budgets.
Well, the president's budget, of course, as it has in years past, proposes taking several billion dollars out of the crop insurance program. We, of course, see that as a real threat to the program. And while Congress hasn't acted on his proposals in years past, just the fact that people are still really focusing on the crop insurance program, on farm programs in general, as a place to achieve budget savings when we've already cut $23 billion out of farm programs in recent years, is just a continuing concern for us.
At a crop insurance industry meeting last week, Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau said this may be just the start of Congress looking at farm programs to cut spending.
I think it's going to be a challenging year for agriculture because there seems to be a lot of emphasis on Capitol Hill about wanting to make budget cuts, be it through some kind of a budget resolution and possibly reconciliation instructions to committees to say cut X percent or cut these particular programs. Certainly the debt ceiling limit late summer, early fall will be another opportunity where we've had both the chairman of the House and the Senate Budget Committee saying they wanted to balance the budget in 10 years. It's going to require a lot of cuts, and most likely they'll come out of non-defense spending.
That's why Thatcher says it's so important for the industry to educate members of Congress, especially new members, about the benefits of crop insurance.
It's going to be really important, I think, to have a coalition of ag groups, crop insurance folks, lenders that know how important the crop insurance program is as a risk management tool and go together so that, you know, members of Congress and their staff will be able to see that. But crop insurance is getting more complex as we go along, more options, certainly in this farm bill coming up with new things like stacks and the supplemental coverage option. So there's just a lot of education to be done for these new folks.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.